problem. It's like, next. Where?
Yeah, but that.
Where's?
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, where's the line between like it being normal porn and zoo porn? Like,
that's true. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It covers so many areas. Restart. You can get into gaming. Like, you're into gaming. You're into Street Fighter. You're into weird, I don't know, furry stuff, kind of a little bit, which is cool. That's what you're into.
It kind of touches all bases, I guess, when you put it that way.
You like a little electrocution when you're when you're in that. Batteries on the nipple. I mean, come on, it touches so many bases.
It's okay. It's only like AAA batteries. It's like,
yeah, it's just it's a
like
little.
A watch battery where it was pasties.
Where you when you stick your tongue on a battery.
Do what?
Dino's wife just gave us a follow.
Woo!
What a man's. What a guy's.
Thanks, Dino's wife, whoever the fuck you are.
Dino's wife.
Dino's wife, who could that be?
I don't know. That's their username, yeah?
Yeah, it is. It's weird. I appear to have a fan.
The fan bases are.
That's started. Good. That's weird. Good, man.
I don't think this one's from Germany either. Where Blanca and Chun-Li porn is legal.
Our one Germany fan. I hope it is. It's legal everywhere.
Oh, it's 100%. Jesus.
One Bing search.
All right, so quick up to speed. Ryan fucked up and didn't unmute us the first time we were recording, so none of us feel like doing our intros again. If you really want to know who we are, literally watch any other episode. You know, I mean, there's other episodes to watch. Why are you only listening to this one? You should listen to the other ones because they're just as good and not as terrible as this. Anyway, so, Grant, I know you've been dying to talk about your game that you didn't get to discuss last week, so if you would like to go ahead...
Yes. Danganronpa. Okay, which was recommended to me by Bryson. I have played about 5 hours. It is a visual novel. Okay, so it's very similar to trying to think of a game that would correspond more with gamers.
Oh, Danganronpa 2.
Well, yeah. Danganronpa 2, Danganronpa 3, 4.
Doki Doki Literature Club.
Yeah.
Let's go with Phoenix. Right.
Oh, the Phoenix Wright. Yeah.
It's very, very similar to that. It is a visual novel with a lot of content. It's about murder. Okay. So if you don't like murder and people dying, then I don't know what to tell you guys.
I'm going
to
take a shot in the dark and say most people probably don't.
But the main character is a bear named Monokuma. And he is a very interesting character. Aside from that, I like it so far. It's caught my interest, and I will continue to play it. I recommend anyone that likes to read and likes to experience visual novels. It's fun to just sit down and play it and see what happens next. It's just like reading a book.
So the bear is a detective?
No, the bear is a bad guy.
Oh.
The bear makes you... I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but... Essentially, the game's about killing people. Okay, people being dead, murder in a classroom, and the bear is associated with that. So,
okay. So how did the bear get in the classroom?
Don't worry about that. Okay.
All right. There's spoilers. Got it.
But anyway, so far it's a good game. Like I said, if you like visual novels, if you like to just sit down, read, kind of look for clues, you know, look for, you like murder mysteries, anything like that, this game will be up your alley. So, Danganronpa, and I will let you know more in the future.
I was going to say, just to give a little bit more, like, context. So, essentially, the game starts with I can't remember your character's name. But you guys all, it's you and, like, a class of, like, different kids. You wake up in this, like, prestigious school.
Yes.
And each person of the class is, like, it's that whole anime trope of, like, I'm the greatest baseball pitcher. I'm the greatest kung fu master. Like, right?
Oh.
So, you're at a school where only the highest tier people of like the best of the best goes, but the school does a lottery every year where they pick one like just random normie and bring them into the school, and your guy happened to be that person.
You're the normie, right? Yeah. I know this game. Holy crap. Okay. So
when you all wake up, you kind of don't like, you know where you're at, but don't kind of remember like what's been going on or whatever. And then that's when Monokuma shows up and was like, hey, here's what's going on. One of the classmates has to murder another classmate and get away with it in order to be able to escape the school because you're all locked inside of it. So it's every time someone gets murdered, you start a class trial where everyone tries to figure out who the murderer was that killed the other classmate. If you guys get it wrong, the murderer gets to go free and all the other classmates die. But if you catch who did it, you guys get to live, but that classmate gets killed.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, Grant. That was great. Great synopsis.
I just beautifully just a little context. So like,
yeah, he's a little more into it than I am. Okay. That's a little ridiculous. See, but okay.
I finished the game, so
I thought like a bear just walked into a school and just
I was thinking I was like a bear.
He's a teddy bear. He's not like
a teddy bear, yeah.
There's actually a YouTube video of a teddy bear that takes over a Japanese classroom and makes people's heads explode.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, fun fact, look it up. For some reason, it's a thing in Japan, okay? They just like teddy bears that kill people. Okay, I don't know. I'm not Japanese, okay?
So is everybody in the school, like, an animal?
Since when? That's essentially, like, the setup for the entire, like, rest of the game. It's like a like you said like a detective like
so
furry type murder. Thing all right well the bear isn't killing anybody per se,
he's just the ringleader, he's the
like when you figure out who, like if you figure out which classmate murdered the other classmate, he carries out like the executions, which are usually thematic to like, so if someone's like, I'm the best at this, whatever, they usually get killed in some way that's thematic to how they're, like, in that thing.
It's ironic. The irony of death or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I'm the greatest baseball player and I get killed by a baseball to the face or something.
Literally the first F.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, nice. Hey, spoilers. Oh, hey. Yeah, but I just guessed that. I mean, come on.
It is also an anime, too. So
furry
I
anime
mean,
and murder. Gotcha.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, I would recommend Grant keep playing it because there's a huge plot twist like towards the end of the game. Like, I didn't see it coming at all, and usually I'm pretty good at like calling that shit out. But
not just a bear, but a unicorn.
Fuck
too.
Halo.
Fuck you.
I don't want to hear another fucking word.
Hold on. Time out before we start shitting on Halo. So, Grant, would you recommend that other people keep playing the game, or do you play the game?
Danganronpa?
Yeah.
Play the game.
Are you going to keep playing the game?
Yes, absolutely. I like visual novels. I like to read books. So, if you enjoy video games and you like to read, it's basically that, except it's a little more in-depth because you're in control. You at least feel like you're in control. You know what I mean? So, I love visual novels.
Such a nerd.
More power to it.
Is it anything like Telltale Games?
No.
Gotcha.
Like
Telltale games are more. They are technically a visual novel, but they're not. How do I explain this?
Telltale's are like a choose your own adventure book.
Oh, turn to page 5 if you want to do this.
Sort of like you get into a scenario and it gives you like options to like.
I do like Telltale games. Don't get me wrong, but it's not exactly like that. But it's close.
Yeah, like Danganronpa's got like there's like some. I say optional, but there's like small side stuff you can do in between, like when murders aren't happening.
Yeah.
But none of it is really like, as far as I could tell, like none of it seemed like it really affected anything. Cause you can like give gifts and shit to like other classmates. I think it might unlock like dialogue. See, sorta. That's what I thought it was going to be, but like.
Hell yeah.
But then when like all the waifus that you like don't stick around that long.
They all die.
You know. give them the gift of releasing them from this meat vessel and sending their consciousness back to the void where it belongs.
I guess it invests you more. You don't want your waifu to die.
Yeah, like, it's because it's like you're kind of like roaming around the school and like you unlock more floor, like, not to like take Grant's thunder away to like, because I don't want to like ruin anything, but like there's like just weird, like, stupid kind of optional shit that like doesn't really seem like it affects anything, but I guess it's just to make you feel like you're not just on like a straight narrow path through the story.
It affects you as a person. That's what kind it does.
Yeah.
There, see? Grant's crying right now. Listen to him.
I have tears in my eyes.
Sounds like tears to me.
I cry a lot, guys. Okay. I don't want to sound like a sent bitch, but okay. I see, I have issues.
Oh, just, you just wait. Wait till you get to the end of that game. Just wait.
The tears will flow.
Jordan, you said, was there something you said you wanted to talk about or something you had?
I was going to bring up a scenario. That's all I was going to do. We didn't have too much plan for this. We wanted to listen to Grant's synopsis of his game as we all had the chance to last episode. So we coming into this episode, there wasn't quite an idea what we wanted to do. And I was just outside and I was thinking to myself, oh, this could be kind of fun. I don't know if it will be or not, but so here we go. So in a scenario, let's say you're in limbo. Okay. You die, you go to limbo. This is it. White, nothing around. Yep. You're just there. You've got one game that you get to have. You don't know how long you're going to be there. You don't know. Could be years, could be centuries, could be a millennia. What one game would you have with you in that scenario?
I've already had this conversation with myself.
God. Of course you have. You're like, just in case.
Yeah, 100% Oblivion. It's
really? Yep. No thought whatsoever, huh? Nope.
Yep.
So why? So give us a reason why, I guess.
For me, it's just, I mean, even now, like, I mean, I've been playing Oblivion since, like, I think the first time I played it was like 2007, 2008.
Right.
And so
just playability, like, you could just keep going back.
Get tired of it. And I feel like it's like, even now, like, there's stuff like that I didn't know was in the game, because it's like there's been quest lines that you could go through and it's just like one dialogue option different can like lead to a whole different thing that like I didn't know about. Or there's like certain things that happen on certain days with certain characters depending on which like quest you did first, you know, like little right. Shit.
Well, to play devil's advocate a little bit on that, like, why not pick something like Morrowind where there's way more, right?
I think for me, it is just because like Oblivion was the first one that I played for me personally. Like, I think if I would have played Morrowind first, it would have been.
The only reason I picked Skyrim is because I think I like the world more. Don't get me wrong. I feel like there's more to do in Oblivion and Skyrim, or not Skyrim, sorry, Morrowind. But I feel like Skyrim's got the better aesthetic, world.
Okay.
I do wish it had more to do as far as like spells and creating stuff like you did in the old games, but I just like Skyrim more. I don't know. It just feels more realistic.
And Ryan, I think, Ryan, you were saying the same thing, weren't you?
Yeah, I was thinking, but I think I'd pick a different game just because Grant picked Skyrim.
You're not stuck in limbo again.
I can't have the same game.
What if Grant's off in some other limbo playing the same game?
Brian's stuck in hipster limbo.
He's doing.
No, I'd probably pick The Witcher 3, even though I haven't played it much. There's so many hours in that.
That's a good pick.
That is very true. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I was gonna say, like, you go for like a familiar game that you love playing now, but I mean, you have to take into, you could be there, you're going to be playing this for years upon years. You don't know. Is that something you're willing, a game you've already played, a game you've already gone through, you're willing to take that same game
and
play it for years upon years
Listen
that
to
is your, that is your only source. You're just in a white nothingness. This is your only source of entertainment.
I'm already there.
I could literally listen to Shea Agora scream about cheese for an eternity and would probably be okay with it. Just listening to that man talk.
I guess you get the DLC as well. All right, I'll give you that.
Well, yeah, I get the Game of the Year edition. Like,
whatever's out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
like,
true.
I don't even care if I get Knights of the Nine. Like, as long as I have the Shivering Isles DLC.
No, you get the fine. Alpha version.
Yeah. Actually, I guess if you really think about it, we could loophole it. I've got the Elder Scrolls Legacy Collection. Elder Scrolls Legacy Collection. I have it upstairs. One it's one thing with all of the games.
Not one disc.
Collection on PC. Yes.
But what about you, Jordan? What was your?
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Doki Doki Literature Club.
Yeah, oh yeah, I just play that.
They did add DLC
Simulator Online, just over and over. No, I don't know. I was thinking about it because I mean, obviously, I'm a whole Dark Souls Bloodborne fan or whatnot, but. Then I was thinking, like, this is going to be years upon years upon years. And right now, like, I could go back and play those games, but this is my one form of entertainment for who knows how long, floated in nothingness or white space or whatever. So I would want to pick something that had a massive world, something that I could continue to explore. And I don't know, I was thinking... Almost because if it was like some sort of giant MMO, you wouldn't be able to be online. It would just be like a single player kind of thing because obviously you're in limbo. So maybe I would choose a new game, something that just, I don't know, even like World of Warcraft or something that I've never played before that you just grind out or something. But then again, I don't know. It would be nice to, because I could still go back to like Dark Souls 3 and then just each... do a different character, separate things, do different things. But to me, I've done most of that shit already. So
I think the thing with the Dark Souls games is it's like, at first it would probably be all right, but like if you play through it enough, like those games really aren't that long. Like,
No.
You know, like...
Especially once you get super good. I mean, that's the thing. You can spend time like... learning to parry everything. I mean, there's many mechanics you could learn immediately. There's many things you could do, but I'm talking years upon years upon years.
I mean,
I'm stuck with a single game.
I mean, I know we plug him quite a bit, but I mean, if you watch like Lobos Jr.'s Twitch channel, I mean, the dude makes it like those games look like cake. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah,
you
and
get to
in limbo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get to that point, it's just like you turn a like 60-hour game into like an hour and a half.
Exactly. So yeah, I was thinking obviously something maybe more RPG kind of status. I was leaning towards like maybe a Elder Scrolls type of game, maybe Morrowind, just to because there's just so much you can do in it. But then I was thinking maybe a game I've never played, like just a giant MMO that obviously you wouldn't be able to play with other people, but you could still have the same. You just do it by yourself. And maybe I was thinking that would take you longer because usually you have like big parties. So it would give you more time to you just grinding by yourself and it would just give me more things to do. So I guess I was gearing more towards that. I don't have a specific game, but I was thinking just more of like an MMO that is geared towards like raids and parties because you're there for a long amount of time that you'd want more time just to, I guess, level up and gear up kind of thing. So.
Right.
That was my outlook on it, because you guys are gonna get sick and tired of Oblivion and Skyrim in like that.
No,
that's where you're wrong. See,
you want to know how you pad it out? You set yourself a rule to not be able to fast travel, and you have to walk everywhere.
That's true.
It would make the games take so much longer to get through.
Changing my mind to Skyrim, but it's VR.
I actually thought about doing a playthrough of Oblivion where I don't fast travel just to see if there's stuff I come across that like I normally wouldn't have because I fast traveled everywhere.
That's true. I like the VR aspect though.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
You're in a white room.
That'd
you put
cool.
on the glasses and you're
yeah
you're
put
not
on the
there
VR
anymore.
And yeah yeah Ryan, thinking outside the box. Look at this man's. Look at the big brain on Ryan.
I mean, just play Beat Saber for all of eternity.
VR chat. Just in an empty room by yourself.
So someone else shows up in your limbo, and you're just like, you've been here for 100 years. This guy with a VR helmet just...
Still doing the slice. I'm going to get it.
It's like I'm fucking playing through the fire and flames on fucking Beat Saber.
Oh, that's true. Just be Guitar Hero. Just become amazing.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you do old games. Just fucking jam out on Guitar Hero.
I'm a one man band, baby.
I do what? Very seriously.
Guitar Hero?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I played. First time I ever played Guitar Hero, I played on Expert. I wouldn't stop until I could play it on Expert. And then I got Guitar Hero 2, 3. Started playing rock band, started on Expert on drums. I would not give up until I was the best of the best. And I would actually go to tournaments when I was in high school.
Damn.
I loved Guitar Hero and Rock Band. I think that's one of the most underrated, underappreciated games probably of all time.
I think it got traction. I don't think it's super underrated.
Dude, it blew up there for...
Yeah. It blew up for a while. Then everybody got tired of it. I'm like... I think it's just like listening to music, except you're playing it yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how people could have got burned out on that. I enjoyed every minute of that. I did the 2-hour achievement on, I think it was called Iron Bladder, where you don't piss or shit for 2 hours. You play straight through the entire catalog. I did all that stuff. And then
I could not piss or shit in 2 hours.
I work 12-hour shifts and no piss.
That's a pretty normal function of my body.
Moral of the story,
if you're pissing and shitting
in
between every 2 hours, I think we need to see a doctor, bud. No, I completely agree with you, Grant. That was what I grew up with too.
Let me look up that achievement. I can't remember what it's called or what
it
was.
It's called Iron Bladder. You had to play every song simultaneously.
Oh yeah.
You couldn't stop. Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't stop. You couldn't take a break. It was back to back.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just, it's weird because, like, rhythm games are, like, super duper popular in Japan. But they, like, it's like when Guitar Hero came out here, it's like it blew up and then just kind of, like, died out.
Well, they came out with Rock Band, and I did a couple of that, too. I mean, bringing in drums and, like, other stuff, which I don't think it did as well as Guitar Hero. Because, I mean, there was Guitar Hero 2. I mean, how far did it go?
It went far.
They put out Guitar Hero, like, that for a live thing on PS4.
I did have that.
They
had Green Day. They had, what was it called?
They had the Aerosmith one.
Aerosmith, that's it. Yep. They had a couple other ones, dude. They were all good. And it was just like... I don't know.
I just remember, like, me and my friends would all get together. We'd be hanging out. We'd always switch off on Guitar Hero, and they'd hate it when I picked Freebird because it's the longest goddamn song. But I loved it, dude. I just play Freebird. Just go with it.
Have you guys seen Rocksmith?
Oh yeah, I've played Rocksmith.
Actually, hook up a guitar to it.
Yeah, it's hard as fuck.
Oh, and actually learn how to play.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, dude. That's dope. Grant, there you go.
I can play a little bit of real guitar. My brother's very good. Unfortunately, my brother is a dick, and he would always tell me he had to learn himself so I can teach myself. And don't get me wrong, I've taught myself some things, but no, Rocksmith is a cool idea. I think it's a very... very intelligent idea.
How to learn. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, as far as
gaming, I mean, because it's a game, you're not trying to learn guitar. It's just timing. I mean, that could be said about any game with, so it's timing. And it's still finger. I don't know.
I bet your brother likes Halo, though.
Gotti.
No, he doesn't actually. Thank you.
Okay.
He likes Mortal Kombat, though.
All right. So, I don't know why this made me think of this, but I vaguely remember, and I'm having trouble finding it. There was like a, it was similar to like that kind of that Rocksmith thing, but it was like, so you'd like learn, it was like to teach you how to play guitar, but it was like a plastic guitar, sort of how the Guitar Hero thing is, but it had like buttons on each of the frets, but it was like a little button for like each string, so it could like actually teach you how to play the chords. And I vaguely remember there being a commercial with Drake Bell in it. I know, like, and I'm it's killing me because I can't remember what the fuck it's called.
Weird. Is it like a Hooked on Phonics or like learning a new whatever kind of thing? Or is it like an actual game?
It was like one of those weird like plug and play things. Like they were trying to do like a cash grab off of Guitar Hero. But it's like killing me because I don't remember, because there wasn't strings. It was like buttons. Like weird.
It could help you the placement, but not like where your fingers, how close they need to be.
Well, because it was set up like the buttons were supposed to be like where the strings were, but so it could tell like if you were pressing the chords in the right spot or not.
Oh, okay.
But it is killing me because like I swear to God, Drake Bell was like in the commercial for it, but I like literally can't find it anywhere on Google. And I don't know if that's just one of those like my brain's like.
You probably making, get rid of it.
Yeah, or just like making shit up. You know what I mean? Like.
You mean that other famous guy?
You're like, this would be great.
Do what?
So do you mean that other famous guy that has a scandal?
Oh, no, it's fine. He found a way.
Who are we talking about?
Drake Bell.
Oh.
God.
Oh, no, wait.
What was the guy who did like his own video game systems and everything?
Soulja Boy. I found it.
Oh, that was Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, yeah. That man knows how to...
Which I don't think anybody bought his system.
No. You know, only YouTubers to make fun of it bought the system.
What do you mean? I got six.
If they got it. Oh, look at you, man. Soulja Boy fan.
Bought him at the marathon down the street.
Hey.
Soulja Boy told him.
I found it.
So what is it?
It's called I Can Play Guitar.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it. There's an American Idol version of it.
God.
No, it's like literally like a plug and play like rip on like Guitar Hero. Yeah. Like
Drake endorsed it?
Yes. There, I found the picture.
That's like Soulja Boy. That is the exact same thing. Just these like shitty plug and play consoles or games or whatever.
Oh, I'm so excited. Hold on.
Discord, I can play it every stream.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. I'm going to put it in our chat.
We have to hear this.
Oh, do you want me to find the commercial? I just found the picture. I can see if I can.
Oh, well, either way, I want to see the picture too.
I don't know. Will we get like flagged for.
No way.
I'll mute the audio.
Okay. I can play. You guys have to keep talking because I'm.
He'll actually probably get royalty if we actually play it.
That's true. It'll pay for his court.
Finally,
the court fees. Yes,
I can get my 50 cents from this stupid commercial, this plug and play thing that you get at GameStop for 20 cents.
Oh, I remember.
I know, you right? Like,
you found it.
I'm so like. Literally, like, just a part of my brain was like, oh!
I don't even recall what this is.
Okay.
Like, was it on a commercial? Like, IRL? Yes.
I put it in the important stuff chat for our...
It is important stuff.
It's extremely important because, like, the second the commercial started, I was like, oh!
I'm excited.
You gotta watch this shit. It is fantastic. I'm glad that this is where the podcast is gone. Like I'm so happy.
you never know where the segues go. I love it.
I love it. You say you're gonna you can play the video
right now.
I don't see it on your. Oh, it's oh I see it. It's playing on the Twitch. It's playing on the Twitch. Oh shit!
The hell,
dude. just go to our chat.
Yeah, no, I'm watching.
I do not remember this.
Dude, I don't
play guitar.
I remember this.
I don't know why.
Oh, Drake Bell, of course.
What the hell?
Do not know why my brain was like, hey, remember that? Can I set that as my, I want to set that as my profile picture. Like,
those are little buttons that can learn you. Although I don't know where the other strings are, but I can play guitar.
Oh, I can go to bed and sleep soundly tonight knowing that I found that. Like,
how come Josh wasn't in that?
I don't know. He's
you got a part of that?
He's a boob.
Probably.
He missed out. We need Drake in this. Drake Bell. See, I was thinking Drake, like the actor, like the singer, the rap, like the
No.
I was thinking Drake.
No, Drake
Bell.
The
entire time, I was like, what?
We've literally been saying Drake Bell this whole time.
I was excluding Bell from whatever you were saying. I was just like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Why would he say Bell after that? I thought dinner was ready.
Yeah, did it ring a bell?
That was pretty dope. Did you guys ever play that?
Jack? No. Oh, God, no.
I wonder how much that is.
To get one now?
Yeah, we could do like where we all try and get it.
That'd be hilarious. It is $30 used online.
Holy crap. What is it? It just plugs into your TV, yeah?
Yo, there's a SpongeBob one.
What?
Oh, I'm down. I'm sensing,
yeah, next podcast.
It's $8 to get the SpongeBob one. I'm getting it.
I remember bringing this up at work. Do you remember the Hyperscan?
Hyperscan? Is that the thing where it had the little monsters?
Yes.
And you like scanned the bar? Yeah, you scanned the barcodes on like... Yeah! Me and my brother had those.
What was it?
It's called a Hyperscan.
You scan barcodes on something?
It prepared us to work... minimum wage jobs.
Yes.
Like a QR code. Oh, I get it. Well, that could be anything, like the little kid shopping cart kind of thing.
You had like trading cards that had like monsters on them, and you scanned them on your console, and then it put it in the game.
Oh, that's dope.
I think they were called scanners.
I remember that. I wasn't rich like you boys.
Yeah, okay, yes. S-C-A-N-N... Oh, I'm sorry. S-K-A-N-N-E-R-Z. Scanners.
I grew up on a farm and had to pull weeds.
I lived in a van down by the river.
Lived in a van down by the river.
Yeah, yep. I had this one. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I remember these because you could, like... catch, like, you'd, like, fight monsters and shit.
I had one, almost but I don't think I ever played it. I think I just liked the cards.
Yeah, played it for all of about probably 10 minutes and was like, this is kind of stupid. But
did you guys ever have like the Tamagotchi stuff?
Oh, yeah. I had the Pikachu one.
Pikachu.
Yeah, the little Pikachu. Like pocket Pikachu thing.
Yeah, the originals. The original.
No, I never had like the actual Tamagotchi. Like
my sister did.
I think you were 2 years old. Wait, how old? Yeah, you probably 2 years. Yeah. 9? I don't know.
Don't say it like that. Yeah, have you? And then the commercials, they've brought them back, and like in the commercials, they call them Tamagotchis now. Like the lady pronounces it Tamagotchi, and I'm like, stop.
Oh, is that how it's supposed to be pronounced?
I know. No, it is definitely Tamagotchi.
It's Tamagotchi, yeah.
You guys remember
weird.
Webkins?
Webkins?
Oh, yeah. See, Webkins was like, that was my brother. Like my youngest brother, he was the Webkins. It was like stuffed animals that had like a little like tag that came. There was like an online game you could like put like the barcode or number in from the tag and like put your pet in the game. It's like how Neopets was kind of.
Yeah, I'm getting big Neopet vibes. Yeah,
which is still a thing.
And then they put you in the slave mine and you had to mine gems.
Oh. It's just Minecraft.
It's just Minecraft.
Which is a great game.
There's a big bear guy, and he's like, go mine these gems, and I'm going to take all of them.
And, okay, guys, hear me out. Idea for a podcast. We all sign up for Neopets, and we all get a pet, right? We can see after, like, an allotted amount of time whose pet is the best.
Is hey, Neopets it... still around?
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to give it to your kids and be like, here, play this for me.
No. I'll get down with some Neopets. Like, one of my cousins is, like, super big into it. Like, he still plays this. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get Jaden on it, too. Like, she'll play Neopets. Like, it's not fair.
I feel like you're already playing it, though.
I'm actually on the website looking at it right now.
He's like, all right, my level doesn't have any more characters.
Guys, it's going mobile.
Oh, no.
It's getting a mobile.
They're mobilizing.
Neopets, oh my god.
But see, like, I have adult money and I don't have to go to one of those sketchy, like, third-party websites. It's like, you want 1,000 Neobucks? Just click the shady link and give me your mom's credit card number.
Yeah, I don't trust anything. I'm an adult.
I can give my own hair color.
I could download Neobucks from LimeWire.
Oh, there you go.
Hey. But yeah, Neopets is definitely still a thing. Oh god, it's scary. Oh god, the I hate the anthropomorphic ones.
Oh god.
Oh, it's a horse lady. I don't like it.
Whatever. I'm kind of curious. Did you actually buy the guitar?
No, I will. Like, I'll buy it and do a review on it if we really want. Like, it wasn't that much.
$8 ain't much, bud.
I will throw that money down the shitter for our, like, two viewers entertainment.
If I'm not mistaken, you just said you have adult money now, so
I do.
You kind of have to. You kind of.
I don't know. Does that money go to Drake Bell still? Because I'm not sure if I want to endorse that kind of behavior.
He's like, what the hell is this $7 in my bank account?
Yeah. He's like, I could use this to fucking wipe my ass when I'm in prison.
Good thing I have commentary now.
Exactly.
It just goes straight.
Babe, I just got $7. Go buy me some chocolate. God. So scared. Poor Drake.
I'm, like, actually legitimately excited about Neopets. I might actually... do that.
Is that something we want to do?
If you guys are into it,
I like how we always talk about the next podcast before we deal with, like, the original, like, the podcast right now. And where's player four?
Yeah, I know. Like, I would love to see Grant play Neopets.
I've played it before.
Oh, he's still there. He is alive. Okay.
What about Pop Trap?
I like his input. I played it before.
What did you say, Ryan?
I said, what about Pop Tropica?
Pop Tropica. Why does that sound familiar?
I've never even heard of that.
I'm getting on it right now. Oh my god, this is the same website that had, like, Fancy Pants and shit. I remember this. Like, vaguely remember this.
Pop
Tropica. Fancy Pants?
Shit, man.
Explain it. Tell us. Don't just react, Dino. Tell us what it is.
No, you have to ask Ryan, because, like, this is like...
Oh, Ryan.
This is like elementary school, like, vague memories of this.
I don't even know how to, like, explain that game.
It's like, is it just another...
It's like a shittier version of Maple Story.
I love Maple Story.
It's like Maple Story, but not Maple Story at all.
You just had to look it up. I don't even know how to explain the game, like...
So a side-scroller?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you level up?
No.
It's like Sims, but mixed with that.
You find items and give them to people, and you have, like, quests and, like, platforming and shit.
Oh, okay. I forgot about Maple Story, man. I used to play the shit out of Maple Story. Holy crap.
It's like the time periods, too.
I uploaded a picture to the chat. Do you guys... I had one of these. Did you guys ever have one of these?
What's the chat?
In our Discord chat for the important
stuff.
Never had
one of those.
The handheld Guitar Hero 2.
God.
Yeah.
I just saw some... Isn't there, like, a DS version of Guitar Hero 2?
Yeah, I had that as well.
Oh, there was! Yeah, you clicked it on the... Oh my god!
I had
you did the little... Dude, I would play the F out of that. I need that. Oh my god. Oh my god.
You could listen to shitty granulated versions of Maroon 5 and No Doubt.
I give no Fs. No Doubt, really?
Oh yeah. Well, hold on now. Hold on. Don't you be shitting on No Doubt. They got some good songs.
Yeah, they're all right.
They got some good stuff. Spiders was a good one.
What do you guys want to bring?
Fucking in a spider web!
Or spider web, yeah. Do what? Yeah, but yeah, Gwen Stefani, different. But she went on her own. It's different. It's different. It's Gwen Stefani, but with a band.
Oh, no.
True.
She tried to do reggae, and it was awful.
And I love, don't get me wrong, I like Maroon 5.
I like their early stuff.
Yeah, I don't like, know what like, later stuff is.
Like Songs for Jane was like an amazing album, and then everything after that was kind of like.
Do you guys want to talk about what we brought up last week without Grant?
What? I don't remember what it was. Enlighten me.
One of us picks games for all three of us.
Oh, right. I actually did like this little like thing that we did. It was kind of cool to.
I liked it too.
Yeah, be forced to. Well, I
go ahead.
I was just saying, I mean, I kind of delegated pretty much all the games last time, so.
That's kind of why we're going with one person.
Yeah, unintentionally.
Follow the trend, but, you know.
Well, because, Ryan, you actually, even in the last podcast, you were pretty much sold, and I think, yeah, but I think Bryson was full-blown on it, too. What was that game?
Two Worlds, what? Two for you.
No. But you guys, you picked another. It was Two Worlds, but you said, like, wait. And then you said something else that I've never even heard of. And both of you just went, like, crazy.
Don't knock Two Worlds, okay? Classic.
Shut up.
I know how to beat it in, like, a minute, so it doesn't matter.
Two Worlds is terrible.
But no, but then something happened. Like you said another game, yeah, and you and I was like, I've never even heard of it. And then you and Bryson both like blew up.
Man, if Ryan had the podcast uploaded, I could go back and listen to it and tell you. But
there was something that you guys.
I think it was Minecraft.
No.
I'll try it. You said something.
I think I thought you were talking about something else.
No, he said Two Worlds at the first one. I was like, oh, of course, because he made this big spectacle about it, like, oh, it's just I don't know, and it's a horrible game. And then he said Two Worlds, and I was like, oh, I played it, and like, I mean, I guess I could do that. And then he mentioned something else. And then both of you just was like, you've never played that? And I thought that was going to be the new game. I don't recall what it was because I've never heard of it or played it.
Was it Modern Warfare 2?
No. No. What? No.
Oh, wait. Was it Spec Ops The Line?
I think that's what you thought I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it.
The one Spec Ops The Line is the one that like it will make you feel like literally the most world's biggest piece of shit human ever.
I am the world's biggest piece of shit.
Oh. Yeah, you
it was Gary's mod.
He speaks.
Oh yeah, Gary's mod.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, like prop hunt and shit.
Oh, that's what it was. So prop hunt or something? Gary's mod? You said something else. It was like Gary's mod. I was like, I don't know. And then you both.
Yeah.
It might be more fun for you to like not have to do a review on it because you're probably just going to go in there and get called the N-word a lot of times by 12-year-olds. So I probably won't stream it either.
That's just my normal life. I just walk down the street and people just yell at me for some reason.
Like, how was your experience? Like, I don't want to talk about it.
I can't talk about it.
Hey, Ryan. Quick, if you go into our Discord chat real quick, I found a link. I've sent you a link to a website where you can put people's names on a wheel and spin it. So I was going to say you could put yours, Jordan, and Grant's name on it, put it up on the screen for the cast, and then spin the wheel, and whoever's name it lands on gets to pick the games.
I got to stop you real quick here, Dino. No longer are our real names posted. It is our... I'm Dark Days, bud. You're Dinosaur Walker.
I think at this point I've referred to you by your actual name enough
times. How dare you?
Your secret identity is out.
All right. Well, I just noticed that, so I've
yeah, I also it. Just saw that too. That it actually has our. That's how they know, so I can call you by your actual name.
They were like, "Who the no?" Because if it's a new viewer, they're gonna be looking like, "What? That guy's name is Dark. Who's
who is that?
Who's
if
this?
If
who's
I say
Jacob guy,
If I say Jordan and you respond to me.
Who's this Brandon guy?
It's only going to get confusing if I start saying Jordan and Ryan or Grant starts responding to me.
That is true. Amadeus. Well, what's your... Well, Grant, he's Amadeus. Amadeus.
Amodus.
Amodus. I knew that.
A modem.
He's a modem. So you're one to spin the wheel, and then whoever lands on it plays the game?
Your name backwards is basically Saddam.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What about, like, sodomy?
What?
Also true.
How about sub to me?
Sub to
me? Like this channel.
Oh, there you go.
If you enjoy the content you're hearing, please.
Or if you don't.
Just sub anyway. It gets better.
Please, it helps.
We swear.
I swear to God, it gets better.
We just want people to know us, okay? We're lonely.
Just notice us, Senpai. Just notice us.
So, Ryan, do you want to spin the wheel, my guy? The wheel.
Wheel of names.
Yeah. Why is this? Yeah. Wait, why is this? What are we spinning for?
No, see who picks to delegate the games this week.
Oh Lord,
my name is not on the list. So,
how much you want to bet Drake Bell? Fuck those kids. I mean,
just put the word yes on the wheel and just spin it.
That has nothing to do with gaming.
All right, let's see if we get it.
Well. It was tied to...
It's a yes!
I just now watched the video. I'm just curious how many of you guys thought that. Okay.
Fucking confetti and everything.
Alright. Yeah, alright. Alright, are you guys...
I'm ready.
Okay, alright, there's Ryan's name. There's Grant's name.
Alright.
Boy.
Names.
We're spinning.
Spin it, baby.
My name is Dark, dude. What the fuck?
Click it.
Oh, yes. Jesus. No. Oh, God, no.
I had no idea what to pick, so.
We got Grant.
All right.
All right, so is this a game for all three of you, or can I pick a game each individually?
Individual,
okay.
What about all? I kind of like.
You like the all?
I mean, individuals. Cool. Okay, yeah, that's kind of a dope aspect too.
We have to pick one for Grant.
Well, what if one of us have played?
Well, I guess you're still playing Danganronpa, aren't you?
Mm. Oh, the one who picks it.
How about this?
I almost like the fact that the guy who spins the wheel gets to pick a game that he knows super well. And then the other three have to play and give their input, and that would start a combo. I like that. As opposed to individual games.
Fine with that too, either way.
I'm gonna send you guys a link right now.
Oh Jesus fucking Christ, okay.
you can't play porn.
No, guys, God.
Is this Sim Girl from E-Bomb's World? I played that a lot.
I have been playing this game since I was 6 years old. It is my favorite game of all time. It's an MMO. I would like you guys to join in. I want you to see how the best MMO of all time is still alive.
Also respect the financial situation that people are in.
It's a private server.
Oh, I like free. All right, I'm in.
This is a custom server. All you got to do is download it. And I am on there, and I will help you guys out. I want you to enjoy every minute of it. There is no skill cap. There is no stat cap on this server, so you can 100 all your skills and just enjoy the game.
And I hate.
I don't know where to go.
So basically, Ultima Online, when it came out, you could. How do I explain this? So, like, let's say you want to be a blacksmith, so you could blacksmith and mine. Are two separate skills. So instead of leveling in this game, you build your skills through what you do in the game world. This is much faster than what it was in old OSI, which is the original developers. So in other words, it might take you 3 months to get to 100 blacksmithing. In this game, it's going to take you about a week. Okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna stop you right there real quick. I have no idea where you sent that.
What I'm getting at here is chat?
Huh? Yeah, it's in our important stuff.
Yeah, it's in our Discord chat. So you will be able to level a lot faster in the server than the old OSI content. UO is still available, the original. You still pay $15 a month. But this is a custom free shard. There's a lot more content added to it. There's a casino. There's all sorts of stuff. You level faster. It just gives you a chance to explore the game without you guys having to waste too much time. I think you'll thoroughly enjoy it. It is a vast world. Even though it is 2D, it is old. It came out in 1997 when I was 6 years old.
It's old as fuck.
Yeah, I still remember my dad getting it from our principal at high school. She dropped it off at a house, and that was the first MMO I ever played. Best game of all time. Still to this day, love it. Ultima Online still has Guinness World Records. Let's play it, boys.
All right. Actually, Grant, I fucking love your chutzpah on this. I
obsess over this game. I completely agree with this.
I generally hate MMOs, so I am
I think you'll like this because it's not leveling. It is based off skills, and I think that you'll find it more enjoyable because it's more community based.
Okay.
We have to talk to people?
You don't have to.
Oh, thank God.
You can role play if you want to. That's the one thing about Ultima Online is you don't need people.
I'm gonna role play as you.
Yeah, you can role play.
I've been playing video games.
Let's put it this way: my dad is 71 years old and he still plays this game.
Sense.
He just built a new stable for all his horses and stuff.
Has he played Minecraft? Show him Minecraft.
I don't think Dad would like Minecraft. I think he's a little too old for that. I think this is more natural for him because it's top down 2D and all he has to do is click a mouse and push some shit on the keyboard.
I think I can do that. Dang robot. All right. So, like an actual server? What did you?
Yeah, this is a server. UO Eventine. This is ran by a guy named Jack Moore. It's been up for 3 years. You can donate to get stuff, but you don't have to. There's nothing important that you would I can't give you that you would have to donate for.
Like no pay to win. Like
mm-mm. No pay to win.
Okay.
We're sorry, but your query did not match. Can't find what you need. All right, looks like I'm out, boys. I done tried. Done tried.
Your query doesn't match. It should be on the website when it says getting started. And it should say client. You download the client. And then you're going to download Razor Enhanced. And then you will hook up.
Oh, there's steps to this?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to watch a YouTube video.
It's super easy, dude. Like, as long as you read the getting started page, the hardest part is downloading the client because it's like 20 gigs. Once you get that downloaded, Razor Enhanced is like 300 megabytes, and then you're basically right in. Once you type that information, they also have a Discord chat on here, so if you need to get a hold of like a GM or an admin, they can take care of you, or if you want to talk to anybody.
Okay.
I think you're overestimating the amount of playtime that's going to go into this. Just in my opinion.
Let's put it this way. Everybody in my life that I've ever recommended Ultima Online to has told me that it's in their top 10 games of all time.
I mean, I'm excited to try it.
I think you will thoroughly enjoy it. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of time things that, like, you want to be rich, but in order to get gold, it takes a lot of time. So even though you're good at the game and you're enjoying it, like, you'll spend time farming for money just to buy, like, a new castle, just to get some good shit from the auction house or whatever you want to do. Like, it takes time.
All right. I mean, yeah. I'm into it. Did we need to, or were we like going to get Grant to play something, or are you just going to keep playing Danganronpa?
I'm still going to play Danganronpa, but if you guys want to recommend something else, I can add it.
I say we all three pick a game and spin the wheel.
That's a good. Oh, I like this. I'm starting to like this.
The wheel has chosen.
Well, first of all, Grant, what are your? Is there a possibility that you can buy a game, or is there just?
I'm not hurting on money. If you guys need me to buy something, that's fine.
Okay. Wow. Look at you, big money. So,
not really.
I'm gonna go ahead and need you to send me some. Oh no. Okay. Never mind. All right.
I'm trying to think of something.
What's the systems we have? Just CPU? What you got? PS4?
I have regular Nintendo and Sega Genesis at my parents' house, which technically they're mine. So if I need to grab them, I can grab them. I do have a Game Boy, DS, PC, PS4, PS3, PS2. I no longer have my Xboxes, so those are out of the question. Unless I can get it on the PC, which most of the time you can. So, yeah.
About GameCube?
I have my GameCube at my parents', I think.
I was going to say, are you able to play GameCube games? Because I've got a list.
Should be able to.
Okay.
I got it. I think this is. I got mine. I got mine for Grant. He's not gonna like it.
Have you ever played? Have you ever played the Shadow the Hedgehog game?
Yes.
No. Damn. I should figure. All right. You know what? Give me like 2 seconds. Let me go look at the list of shit I have upstairs. I'll be right back.
Have you played Ark Survival?
Yes.
Damn.
Don't give him that. Have you played Hellpoint?
No.
Yes, good. That's my choice. It's on the computer. It's on Steam. Very easy. Not that expensive. You could probably do it on GTA 2 or GT2, whatever the fuck it's called.
What is it called? Hellpoint?
Hellpoint. Don't look it up. Should have been a surprise.
Pulling up my Steam real quick, so I'm putting it on the Be Right Back screen, but we can still have audio.
Oh, okay. Wait, what? Even I didn't understand that.
Actually, I've never heard of that game before.
Just hiding my screen.
Beautiful. That's my thing. You're going to put... my choice is Hellpoint. It's on Steam. I think it's not that expensive, right? $20 or something? Or less than that?
$34.99.
Have you played Bannerlord Mountain Blade?
No. I told you the other day at work, I've played the original Mountain Blade, but I haven't played the... I told you I was going to wait until it's out of early development or whatever, early access.
Gotcha.
Grant, if that's too spendy, I'll pick another game.
No, it's not too spendy. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Don't look at it.
No, sorry. Okay, looking at it.
The reason it's that spendy is because it's fucking amazing, but it's hard as dick, so...
Added it to my wish list, didn't do anything else.
All right, perfect. That will be my choice on the wheel.
Okay.
And I don't know, Dino, I guess he went up to look for his Hentai games, which I wouldn't mind playing, but...
You like Minecraft, right, Grant?
Yes. I do.
Never mind, it wouldn't be fun by yourself. I was going to tell you, say you okay. Know.
Okay, I have a couple here. I don't know. Have you played Custom Robo?
Custom Robo. No.
Fantastic game. have you played Star Fox Adventures?
Yes.
Okay. Tomba.
Tomba, no.
Okay. So
you only get one slot on the wheel. Ooh. I already chose my slot.
What did you choose?
Hellpoint for the PC.
Ooh, okay. This one? Okay, Tomba. Definitely put Tomba on the list.
All right. And then Ryan?
I would suggest just not downloading an emulator and playing it because it's a pretty expensive game. But if you do,
Tomba?
Tomba, yeah. This.
T-O-M-B-A?
Yes.
I'm giving you Bannerlord just because it's in a good state right now, and I believe you'll
like it. That's fine. I've always wanted to play Bannerlord. I have nothing against it. All you'd right. be doing is forcing me to play it early. That's it. All right, let's and go I found Tomba.
All right. Don't yeah, forget let's go to the wheel. Okay. I'm so excited.
All right. Spin it, boys.
I got to put it all down.
Hold on. He's getting there. I'm watching. I'm watching the.
I'm watching the stream, so it's a little bit behind.
Yeah, it is.
Tomba reminds me of Adventure Island on regular Nintendo. That's what it looks like.
What does he got? Munnet and.
Money and Blade.
Mountain Blade.
Mountain Blade Banner.
What's the other one?
No, Banner Lord is what you want to put.
Yeah, I'll just put Banner Lord.
Hellpoint.
Hellpoint?
Yep.
Hellpoint and Tomba. With an exclamation point. Don't forget the exclamation.
It's very imperative that you put the exclamation point. This game is like stupid expensive.
All right.
And.
You ready?
Yes.
He put Tomba, not Tomba.
Oh, no.
Tomba. Wow.
It's T-O-M-B-A, not T-O-B-M-A.
Oh no, here we go. Sorry, Grant.
Hellpoint?
Yep.
All right.
Shoot.
You got to do it, man. I asked if he was willing to spend the money. Yep. He said that's yes.
Fine. 30 to 35 ain't bad. All right, I'm down. It looks fun.
It is. It's a very Souls-like kind of S game, but it's.
Oh, I know. I've watched people play Hellpoint. I know what that's.
Yeah, it is fun, and it's very. I still have difficulty trying to get into it, so it's. I want to see your opinion on it. I played it for quite some time. Actually, I keep getting back to like the same areas and trying out different things and building. I played it for quite some time.
It's like sci-fi Dark Souls.
Yeah, it is. It's super dope. But I get frustrated very quickly. So I want to see your opinion on it.
Because I've never heard of it before. All right. Yeah. I'll get it.
Nice.
I'll keep my games on the back burner for Grant, so I remember.
You know what? Fuck Danganronpa. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'll finish. Yeah, you got a new game to play, bud. He's gonna be good.
I am
interested to try this thing out.
So
we have to play your game then, Grant.
I just want you guys to play it until you don't like it. So it could be an hour. Okay. I just want to see what you guys feel like jumping into the first MMO ever made, and that still lasts. Even regular, they haven't cut off the regular servers to this day, which has been almost 30 fucking years. So I want to see how you guys handle it.
So we have to download the Razer first?
Yeah, so what? No, you can download it in any order, but you have to hook your Razer up to your client. That's how you run it.
Oh, this is...
So basically, no, it's super simple. So you'll put your UO... Well, Ultima Online, and do a folder, right? And you can put it on your desktop or whatever. And then when you download Razer, it will ask you where your client is. And all you do is, you know, locate the client and load it.
Launches from the folder.
Yeah, super easy.
It seems like it's pretty spelled out on the...
Razer was designed for... And you guys don't have to use it. You just have to use it to open the game. But Razer was designed to set hotkeys and... to do scripting and stuff like that for people that want to go AFK but still increase their skills or stuff like that.
Okay, cool.
I feel like I'm downloading a virus right now.
I'm going to just wait till after we're...
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'll figure it out after that. Yeah, I just didn't know if Grant was setting us up, and he's like, I don't know. Downloading a hack system into our computer.
We can all just hang out in there and talk.
That is true.
It sounds terrible.
It does. It's awful. Imagine being on the same Discord channel as Dark.
I'm waiting on you guys to be like, "Hey, Grant, how do I do this? How do I do that?" And then I'll be like, "Here's 100,000 gold."
Hey, Grant, why does this game suck?
Hey, Grant, how do I make it not 2D?
How do I make it better?
Actually, okay, before we get too in depth here, there is a custom client that was released by the original UO that is 3D. But it sucks ass, and I promise you, just play the original 2D. It'll grow on you. They tried to implement 3D. They tried to make it look pretty, but you can't make a top-down, old-school 2D game pretty. I don't care what they do. They could give it PS4 graphics, PS5. It doesn't matter. It's not going to look pretty. It's old.
I like 2D sprites. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've always liked the sprites too, but I'm saying they do have a custom client where they tried to do that, but I think it looks like a piece of shit.
All right.
And that's from a guy that's been playing it for 20 something years. So
it's because they didn't add any hentai into it. That's why.
Right. It's true. Everything's better with hentai.
Especially 2D.
I agree.
I've never 2D boobies? Played RuneScape, so this is all new for me.
This, all right, so RuneScape and Ultima Online, I hate. There's people that compare the two. RuneScape is more web-based, very generic, in my opinion, compared to Ultima Online. But because both of them have skill gains instead of levels, people like to compare them. In my opinion, there is no comparison. I think Ultima Online is way 3,000 times better than RuneScape ever dreamed of being. But people like to be like, well, you can raise skills in RuneScape, so what's different? Well, it's not a piece of shit. That's what's different.
Love it.
Again, seems the bias is kind of...
Just
a little bit.
I hate RuneScape. I've tried and tried to get into it, and I've played a lot of MMOs, but I think RuneScape was... Honestly, I hate to say it like this, but I think RuneScape was liked by people that couldn't afford regular MMOs. That is my opinion.
Hey, that's your opinion.
that's what I'm going with, guys.
What a Bard's Tale. Isn't that kind of the same? You guys remember that game? Is that kind of... Is that just...
Sounds familiar. Hold up.
It's on the Xbox Game Pass.
Oh,
that's just a single-player game, though, isn't it? But it has that 2D, just top kind of play, doesn't it?
Or
am I thinking of a different game?
You think of a different game? It's Bard's Tale. Only 3D.
It's only 3D? I thought it was a top...
At least the one I'm looking at. Oh, wait. Oh, the Bard's Tale. Maybe one of the old ones.
One of the older ones.
While we're on that topic, I have to put in my 2 cents. Bard's Tale 1, regular Nintendo, one of my all-time top 20 favorite games all time. Hands down, amazing.
All right. See? You see, I say good things every now and then that makes Grant happy.
I love Bard's Tale. That was one of the first games I ever played when I was a kid.
Fuck yeah.
It took me years to understand the concept of what would that be called?
Just humor, dark humor, or like, I don't know. Because that's what it was all about, wasn't it?
It did have dark humor, but it was more like the way the game played where you had to... You moved on the map itself, but at the same time, you had a command list.
Oh, I don't. I think I played one of the later versions, but I thought it was like a top down, not quite. Almost to a side, almost like a Diablo 3 kind of.
Oh no, you're thinking of Bard's Tale on Xbox. That's old. That's... That was a chance to reignite the series, which failed.
Dicks.
The original Bard's Tale was like, you're staring at a square box, and like, if you can go east, west, north, or south. And depending on which direction you go, will depend on whether you encounter an enemy party or whether you go into a door to talk to people or so on and so forth. Like an old school PC game.
There's a remake of the old version of it that came out in 2018 with like enhanced graphics. It's still like the like same concept where it's like you type in everything, but it's just, it definitely looks better though. It's just better art. A little bit smoother, not so grainy. It looks cool though.
Are you talking? It was Bard's Tale. That was the one where you would type in like commands and hope it did what you think.
No, that, well, actually, I think the original PC version, yes, but yeah. The NES version was obviously with the controller.
Right, right.
Okay. But yeah, there was an original Bard's Tale on PC, which I think came out in 1987, 85. Something like that. It was 85.
Yeah,
I know it's old as fuck. Yeah,
it was 7 years old. I wouldn't be playing that.
Well, you fucking loser. Okay.
SNES, dude. I had SNES.
Wait, what? What year were you born?
88.
Okay, I'm 89. So okay.
I'm so older old. Than you. God.
So old.
Old bastard.
God. Old men.
Making us all play Civ if I get picked.
So
we're making you guys play like actual legit games. Okay, you guys are used to like everybody holding your hand games. Okay, we're making you play like you have to like use your fucking brain games.
Hey, you're pulling me to this too, and I'm older than you, and I haven't played this shit, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Sorry, I only play good games like Halo and Minecraft.
Jordan plays the Dark Souls games constantly. Like,
I'm not saying I don't like new games. I'm just saying, you know, some of the older games actually take a little bit of fucking effort. Okay.
Oh, you're taking jabs, buddy. You're taking jabs at people.
If you want to, yeah. If this is where this conversation is going, yeah, we could talk about how game design has improved over the years.
I do agree that game design has improved. Yes.
Yeah, okay, let's drop you in a fucking cave and then not tell you how to do anything. Fallout 1.
That is old school.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's a great game, though. But it literally, like, I had to watch YouTube tutorials to figure out how to play the fucking game.
Now we got Vin Diesel yelling at you in fucking 3D graphics.
Emily!
Hell yeah. We got Keanu Reeves, dude, in Cyberpunk, baby!
What you ask?
You know what? Yeah. I need to jump back on Cyberpunk. I've been waiting months for them to fix it. No, like I played like 3 hours, and I said, you know what? I'll wait a couple months till they get it completely fixed.
I played 20 hours.
I think it's a good game. I think it's amazing. I just think it needed a little bit more time for them to get the bugs out, for them to get the hot fixes.
Well, people gave it so much hype, but granted, it was out for, I don't know, years and years,
it's or like
when they first announced it, kind of thing. But they should never give in to fan hype. They should never ever give in to fan hype in any game. I don't care.
I think it's the investors that were more
after the investors, because there's always gonna be shit unless you get it. I get it. They want it out. People want to buy it, but then people are gonna shit on it. They're gonna shit on the quality. And then you're just going to have to, I mean, granted, I guess just redo it. I mean, not even redo it, but just add the updates or whatever to it. But like the fans who actually give shit to these kind of things, give shit to these games that, hey, we're going to take another month, because that's what they did, right? Cyberpunk, they had a release date and they took another, what, month or 2 months, saying
they pushed the new release date. Times.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, and then fans get outraged kind of thing, but it's like, and then they get outraged when it's not a finished game. It's like,
and who's the real monster?
Yes, the fans.
The only good thing about that
I like
game,
to wait.
Oh. You're good, go.
I was just going to say, I like to wait 3 years down the line and then buy it at $20 at GameStop or something.
And die because you're old.
Well, but then I get to play a completed game while everybody else is on to the next thing, getting infuriated about Cyberpunk 9, going, why the bugs? It's like, fuck off.
He has an advantage because he gets the handicap parking because he's old. He's first in line, bitches.
I'm gonna live longer than all y'all. I'm going to be driving my hover scooter, have my hover cane on my hover walker.
What year did you say you were born again, Dark?
88.
So that would make you how old now?
32.
52.
32 years young, baby.
Old piece of dirt.
God, I got another 70, 80 years left on me. F.
Wait. You're how old?
32.
Yeah, so am I, but I just turned 32 in May, so when are you turning 33?
Oh, in like 3 months.
There you go. That's it. So you're only half a year older than me.
See? Whatever. That's plenty of time. That's plenty of time. What are you talking about, you old whippersnapper?
Oh, so because Keanu Reeves got brought up, has literally nothing to do with Cyberpunk, but we were at the grocery store the other day and I found a Keanu Reeves coloring book.
Oh, no.
And the cover was like, it was like Mysterious Adventures with the Hidden Hero Keanu Reeves, and it's just different pages of Keanu Reeves in like different scenarios.
Tell me you bought it.
Yeah, I did.
You bought it, right?
I should have. Oh, but...
God. Why did you not buy that?
That's going to be worth like millions.
Yeah. Do you know he was, there's a picture of him back in like a drawn picture, like back in like 1700 something. Right. Like he's immortal. I mean, sure, it might be a conspiracy theory, but.
Colorful fantasies with mysterious hero Keanu Reeves. Oh, God. The front picture is him with a motorcycle and a dog.
You know what? Keanu Reeves, honestly.
There's a Jason Momoa.
A fucking legend.
Is there a Rock one too?
he is one of the few celebrities I like, and I like him because he is legit.
He's just a nice dude.
He's actually caring. He lost his fiance. He lost his like half his fucking family, and the dude respects people. Like he's unbelievable.
I saw a thing on Reddit, like it's because a lot of people do like give him a bunch of just like they almost over idolize him, and it's, I saw a thing on Reddit before, it was like, don't do it to that extent, because he is still just a dude, just a guy.
Yeah.
And it's like I don't think he likes that too.
I don't
like,
think he does like, either, but I do think he's a very respectful.
Yeah, it's just like
he deserves respect.
Of course. He's just a good dude. And he's immortal.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, he is immortal. Yes.
Yeah.
And so is Nicolas Cage.
That's also true.
Fuck Nicolas Cage.
You get immortal.
If only his career was immortal.
Dude, he's been around forever. He's in a million movies.
Nicolas Cage. Like two of them are good.
No, the Knowing. Come on.
I would like for you guys to check the Important Stuff chat to see this beautiful coloring book.
Gone in 60 seconds. Come on. Woo-wee.
Oh God.
They can find it.
Wait, what do you got now?
I posted the cover of that coloring book in our
Discord. Oh, I love this. Dude, I absolutely love this.
There's like pictures of him like sitting by like a fire, like looking at you with like a book. There's one of him like handing you roses. Like,
Jesus.
And they all have like captions and shit. It's fucking fantastic.
Well, that is just good.
Yeah.
That is just goodness in somebody's life.
There's a Rock one and a Jason Momoa one as well, apparently, I have found.
Is that Aquaman?
Aquaman, yes.
I think you need to buy all of them and color them.
I could just draw them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the thing. You could just draw any of it.
Yeah.
You have your imagination.
Eh.
Whatever you can do, man. Again, centaur pig man. You can
centaur,
do it.
Centaur pig Reeves.
Someone's gonna buy it. They're gonna be like, man,
deer pig.
What?
What? What?
Yeah, man, deer pig.
God.
That's South Park, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Al Gore.
Now that's a game.
Yeah.
Stick of Truth. I played.
Stick of Truth was great.
Yeah. It was actually great.
I grew up in South Park. My brother, who's actually, he's 10 years older than me, when he was in high school, is when it came out, and he had a buddy at the time that could actually record his satellite, which is what it was on satellite at the time. He could record a satellite TV to his VHS. And so he would record every episode of the first season of South Park, and he would send it to our house on VHS tapes. And...
it's illegal.
So even growing up with South Park, playing the games, Stick of Truth, and what's that? new one called
Fractured Butthole.
Yes, the Fractured Butthole.
911.
I enjoyed every minute. I thought they were genius video games. I enjoyed the gameplay. They were actually sticking to the source material and actually being authentic and having the same actors and everything else made it that much better. There's not many games that you can compare to a TV series that actually come off 110% like those do, where it feels completely legit and perfected to its, you know, like you're watching an episode.
Very true, yeah.
Not to cut you off, Grant, but we probably should end the podcast because Ryan does have to work.
Fuck work. Fuck the police. Ain't nobody care.
It is getting late. We have our games, which is great.
Yeah, and you guys can play them in the Discord together. There you go.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm never going to talk to you guys until next week.
We basically don't talk to each other at all until this podcast. We pretty much avoid each other. I would say avoid each other like the plague, but you can see how long that's been going.
I almost want to not talk like right now, but
honestly, since like 11 o'clock, it's been killing me for the last like 42 minutes, like having to speak
it's
to
like
any
a,
of you.
It's like a deep pain. It's like it starts like right when the podcast begins, it just rises, you know. Yeah.
I'd rather piss 3 kidney stones out than speak to either of you.
All right, perfect. I love it. I love
only either of us. Then I would, even one I'd of take, us out.
I would take those kidney stones and put them in my Zen garden.
Oh, no.
I would put them right back up just to avoid this.
I would piss them out and then shove them back up my pee hole and continue this conversation.
With that being said.
Yeah, with that being said, did you guys know we're on 6 different platforms? We're on Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Spotify. Spotify.
Close enough.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done. God, that killed me. This is hilarious.
It's quality. That's the kind of stuff people listen for.
That's what you want. You want the unknown, and that was pretty unknown.
Nobody wants to listen to us talk about video games. They want to watch Brian try his hardest not to fall asleep.